got some conclusions. I've got about 5 minutes left. Although this is labelled conclusions, it's more that they're recommendations. And I've got three recommendations and an expectation. My first recommendation is that if you want the most value out of testing, you have to allow it to do more than just find the bugs. Finding the bugs is laudable, but it isn't enough. And if all your test team are skilled at doing is finding the bugs, you need to reskill that test team. You've got to find more than the bugs. The second thing is, if you're going to get value out of this knowledge, you have to be flexible enough to deal with it. You've got to be agile. If you have your eyes closed and your hands tied behind your back, you're unlikely to be able to do things well. Some projects I've been on have not been able to see where they're going. They've not been able to deal with what they've been trying to do. They've not been agile. They've been clumsy. I've not put a capital A on that. I'm not talking about Brian Merrick style agile testing. I'm talking about testing that isn't clumsy. Right, that's important. And my final recommendation is use that information. Make use of it. If you're gathering it, use it. Because through using it, you'll come to an understanding of it, and that'll be much better for improving that information. My final expectation isn't on here. My expectation is that the test team are the best people to do this. There are many people in an organisation who can gather this information. There are some people in the organisation who have the exposure to the product that gives them a good point of view from which to gather this information. But I think the test team are often already doing it. I think that value is almost there. It just takes a process of looking at it and collecting it. So I think your test team are your greatest asset in doing this. And if you talk to your test team about what they can give you, you may well get an awful lot more from them. And I think that's a vital thing with the test team. So, that's the end of my presentation. Thank you all very much.